Welcome to The Scales of Truth with me, Tyson Harley. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scales of Truth with Tyson Harley. This is episode 4 and my second sports episode. This is regarding the rest policy, or rather the rest controversy in the NBA. As you know, recently, maybe a few Sundays or a few weekends back, the Spurs sat down a lot of their guys, and then Golden State basically sat down all their guys. And then more recently, the Cleveland Cavaliers have done it once or twice. It turns out on that particular time that the Spurs sat a bunch of guys, actually a bunch of them were actually injured. So even Kawhi Leonard was in concussion protocol. That said, you can't take away from Popovich for the development of this because he's the one who started it. You know, they famously got fined one night for resting players. So unfortunately, you know, Popovich has a coaching tree, Steve Kerr among them, and Golden State has been a bit guilty of this. And then, besides his coaching tree, he also just has so much respect in the league that execs and coaches and players alike are probably like, hey, if it's good enough for Greg Popovich, it's good enough for us. Rest him. Well, you know, I hear LeBron, I hear the players saying the season is too long. I agree. There's no reason a season couldn't be 50 or 55 games. But, you know, least case, just take off 10 games or 12. Make it a 70-game season. It's plenty long compared to other levels of the league. It does not, of the sport, it doesn't need to be 82 games, let alone that all the rounds of the playoffs are now 7-game series, which it didn't used to be. So I hear them. On the other hand, players didn't used to do this. But if you're going to do it, answer's simple. Just don't do it on the nationally televised games. You are feeding into the rhetoric that you are spoiled athletes who don't care about the fans. And at this particular time in your history, you don't want that. You just got a big TV contract here a couple years back that allowed money to just come, you know, the NBA to be flush with money. It had been a little bit short of in previous years. It was two, three years of salary cap increases, knowing that that contract was so large. So what you want to do now that you have that extra exposure, couldn't used to see NBA games on the weekend. Now you can. Now that you have that, don't screw it up. Don't give them that excuse to not tune in now that it's in front of a lot more eyes. So the NBA is in great shape, right? You may not think so. I think so. I think the future of the NBA is bright, other things considered. It occurred to me when you know, the U.S. won the World Baseball Classic and people were discussing whether that's a good thing. It occurred to me that both of those sports, baseball and basketball, the future is good in a sense that there's a larger fan base around the world and larger participation as a passionate game in their country. There are professional basketball leagues all over the place, and obviously baseball is humongous in Latin America. So in that regard, both of those sports are in potentially good shape. It's on the way to being in really good shape in the next 10 to 20 years, especially as the NFL has its issues with concussions. Now, I'm not saying that the NFL is going to become unpopular, but what I am saying is that as time goes on, you're going to have, thanks to Will Smith and concussion suits, where we act like people making millions of dollars up front is not enough. Now they get more millions or they get retirement after that. I wish someone would do the math and understand how many decades worth of the average American's earnings these people are making, and then they expect to make even more after they play a game for some years where they're clearly knocking heads. You know, to me, it's kind of like cigarette. Really? Cigarettes. Really? You didn't know that was bad for you? Really? But regardless, I don't know that football's going to become unpopular, but the participation has become less and less. It will become less and less. Now, that doesn't mean that the fans will be able to tell the difference in the quality, because you don't see what would have happened without the concussion issue had we just turned a blind eye, had we not made as big of a deal out of it. Over a course of 20 years, one timeline we didn't and one timeline we do, you don't know what that other timeline looks like. You don't know if participation would have continued to skyrocket and really your athletes just flush with all this participation, the sport would have been a lot better, because you don't see it. What you'll see is that the sport is developing in some regards, or at least cycling through different, you know, incarnations in how they play the game, which things are working. And you'll think, oh, no, it's continued to develop. It's as good as it's ever been. Not necessarily true, but because you can't see that alternative, it doesn't mean that anybody's going to think that football is on the decline as far as the usual fan. I would bring up the idea of MMA. MMA does not have good participation, right? Not that many people are willing to go get their heads knocked off. So in reality, there's not that many athletes. But that doesn't make it the case that at any given time, people don't perceive MMA as being as good as it's ever been. And that includes 15 years ago. It includes 10 years ago. Even fewer athletes, and they were less developed. At the time, you still thought it was great if you were an MMA fan. So basketball's in really good shape if they don't screw it up. And this is one of these places, to me, a vital point where they potentially are screwing it up. And in order to avoid that, simple. If you need the rest, listen, the season is too long. There's no reason it couldn't be 60 games. That'll never happen. But even 72 would be a nice decrease. Or bringing the first two rounds to five-game series, the first two rounds of the playoffs, all of them are now seven-game series. That would be awesome, actually. But it's not necessarily going to happen. So I can understand that they might need rest. Simply don't do it on a nationally televised game. That's one thing. Don't do it on the Saturday and Sunday showcase games. You've got plenty of other games to do that in. You know, the Thursday before, the Tuesday after, whatever it might be, don't do it. So let that be the general consensus among the coaches. These big matchups and the showcase games, play. All right, now, I would say that the other answer is this, some kind of enforcement mechanism. I'm not sure Silver can do anything now. Maybe he'll try to pull a Goodell and you get this type of power later if it's not resolved. But simply some type of rule that says on any given night, only one of your stars can just plain set. I shouldn't say stars, although I would say you could potentially designate, if you really got some power, what the each team's stars were. Any given night, either only one of their stars could set, or I would just go with this, any given night of the usual starters, only one could set just to rest if they weren't officially injured. So that would give people a chance to set, but it wouldn't be this wholesale thing that hurts the perception. I would probably add to that then the secondary rule that except on showcase nights. On showcase nights, you need to play unless you're injured. That might be a little much, but if you can't get that, at least you only have one star setting down, not two and three. Well, I think that's it for now. Tell me what your thoughts might be, and we will talk to you later. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Have a good one. Talk to you next time.
This has been The Scales of Truth with Tyson Harley, available on SoundCloud.